This is your men's life coach, Rolando. Hey guys, it's great, man. It's been a while since I've come on this platform to talk with you, and so many things has happened since I did my last podcast, and I really wanted to come into this space to chat with all of my listeners a little bit about some things that I noticed has been going on here on this platform. You know, there's a huge stereotyping that I notice is happening as it relates to men and men reaching out and asking for help and trying to get supports, because somehow it seems to not be the normal thing. It seems like many of us as men, we were not taught how to really reach out and ask for help. And because of that, we are struggling and our families are suffering. You know, I heard a very sad story, guys, and this may be a little bit traumatic, so I have to warn you, the content that I'm going to talk about now may be a bit disturbing to some of you who are listeners, but I really wanted to talk with you guys about it a little bit. I heard two crazy stories happen this past week in the news, where one guy, he was somewhere in Ontario, in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, where he actually went on some rampage. I don't know if he had a mental breakdown or what, but he went and he killed his ex, he killed his children, he injured another ex, and then he killed himself. And sometimes in my mind, I'm wondering, how can we as men and as a community, as professionals, how can we help some of these men to not get to that place where they are hurting themselves and destroying the innocent lives of kids, and even destroying their own lives? And so, you know, as I look at it and as I'm here sitting, guys, I'm doing this podcast now live from a parking lot here in my community. And I just have this burning desire on my mind. And I say, I need to come in this space and talk with you guys to let you know that I'm really, really concerned about the way or men are being treated. And I want to make a special appeal to the men to understand this, guys, that listen, if you're in a bad space and if you're struggling, if you need help, there is no shame in you asking for help. Listen, guys, asking for help is not weakness, it's strength, okay? Asking for help is not weak, it's wise. And as a man, wherever you are listening to this podcast from, I need you to step up and be bold enough to confront your own insecurities, to go against these stereotypes, and start reaching out and asking for help. Your mental health is your responsibility. And if you are not taking the lead, if you're not taking the ownership of it, then guys, who's going to do it? And so I really want to challenge us, every man who listens to XY Spark Podcast, like you, I'm saying it's time for us to be a lot more conscious about our mental health. Your role, your responsibility, it's not just about going to work, making money, doing overtime. Your mental health is your responsibility. And if you want to grow, if you want to heal, if you want to become better, the important thing that you've got to look at is taking the lead and making your mental health priority. You see, society has stereotyped it to the point where many of us as men, we're not even talking about these things in our circles because of the fear of how we're going to be perceived by those that we are hanging out with or spending a lot of time with. And guys, listen, as men, we have got to move away from worrying too much about what people think about us and focus more on what we need to do for ourselves that's going to help us to heal. Listen, guys, I'm telling you this right now. The stereotyping thing is killing our community as men. And the only person that can change that, guys, is you. Is me. So you have got to be a lot more committed. You've got to be a lot more conscious about how and what you can do to break this vicious cycle. So, you know what, guys? I'm going to continue this conversation. I'm just giving you a little precursor, a little whetting of the appetite, that as men, you know, who are dealing with all these stereotypes, we have got to be a lot more aggressive in addressing this huge wave that is impacting our community, where a lot more of our men are having mental breakdowns. They are doing all these unhealthy things. They are destroying more lives, destroying more families. And guys, this is the reason why as men we are not respected and treated the way we ought to be treated in the community, because we are naturally kings and leaders and priests, but we don't understand what it really means to be kings and leaders and priests. And we are corrupting the meaning and the idea of that by not stepping out and asking for help and getting support. So this is your boy, your men's coach Rolando, here on X-Wise Park. And guys, I want you to remember this, that personal development is not an event. It's a lifestyle. And I hope that you reflect on what we talked about today. And I'll talk to you guys again later. Have a great afternoon, wherever you are.